On campus.
And online.
Online.
This
is
URN.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. Do remember that you can text in on at www.urn1350.net or send us a tweet at URN1350. But now we've got Lizzie and her story on Avril Lavigne.
So basically, there's a conspiracy theory that Canadian singer-songwriter Avril Lavigne actually died in 2003. This theory has resurfaced on Friday when Twitter user Givenchy, who has 13,000 followers, posted a series of more than 50 tweets making the case that the punk rocker actually committed suicide 14 years ago following her grandfather's death. Allegedly, she has suffered from depression because she was very close to her grandfather and could no longer put up with the pressures that came with living in the public eye, and so she killed herself in 2003. The thread on Twitter has been liked and retweeted nearly 250,000 times now. The theory goes that because her supposed death occurred at the peak of her career, Avril Lavigne's record company hired a lookalike, Melissa Vandella, to impersonate her. Vandella had allegedly been recruited by the singer to pose for paparazzi already, so she'd already been hired. The death hoax has appeared a number of times in the last few years, with one version saying Avril Lavigne hadn't actually committed suicide, but she'd been killed in a snowboarding accident. The supposed evidence supporting the theories includes inconsistencies in the singer's handwriting, her fashion style, her style of music, and her appearance, including her skin, jawline, and eyes, and birthmarks. One Twitter user also said, Avril Lavigne would never promote a slim secret snack bar. The jig is up, Melissa. But other users have said the supposed change in handwriting wasn't actually evidence for the hoax, because people change their handwriting style every year, or change it often. The theory's been cited online by the Brazilian blog Avril Está Morta, Avril is dead, set up to prove how easy it is to set up a big internet conspiracy theory. BuzzFeed reporter Ryan Broderick reported on this blog in 2015, but he accidentally contributed to spreading the rumour. Avril Lavigne's latest tweet on the 14th of May of herself and her mother on Mother's Day in the US and Canada received responses on Twitter such as Happy Mother's Day, Melissa, and Melissa, it's okay, we're here for you. Some Twitter users have said they wouldn't put the rumours to rest until Avril posts a picture of her and her lookalike together. So, do we think that would be the solution?
I don't really understand why there would be a need for a lookalike if she was alive, though. So how is she possibly supposed to post a picture of herself with her supposed lookalike?
I think the supposed lookalike is Melissa, but I think she's a real person.
The top comment on that Twitter picture, the top comment is, I'm verified expletive. I know you got this notification. Reply to me, Melissa. SMH. I rate that. I just think it's with the amount of plastic surgery and stuff people can get nowadays and the amount of money that she'll have, she could do like anything she wants to her body. She could change herself in any way she would like.
Yeah, and I've been looking at photos and obviously she looks different. She's grown up, she's changed her eyeshadow, she's no longer like a massive punk, but that doesn't mean she's a different person.
I just think also there is no way that people who come up with these conspiracy theories will never put them to rest, because no matter what she does, she could post a picture of her with this supposed girl and people would say it was photoshopped.
Yeah,
they're just they want to believe it so much that it just becomes true to them.
Yeah, I think it's kind of entertainment for them.
I don't get why it's still relevant. Her music died in 2005. Like, she doesn't make any music anymore, so who cares?
No, I'm pretty sure she released an album recently, maybe like 2015 or something.
That's another thing they're saying, because her style's changed so much, therefore she can't be the same person.
What? No, that's ridiculous. Go and listen to Pink Floyd from their first album to their last album and like listen to how they changed. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. Even Ed's changed quite a lot since his last album.
Oh, best friend Ed.
Yeah, my mate Ed.
No, I'm sorry, artists evolve and change all the time. You see it all the time. Yeah. Like,
but also, isn't it a bit cruel that these people are bringing up parts of Avril's life that would have been very difficult for her, like her grandfather dying, and they're kind of just using that as entertainment for themselves.
I mean, obviously, her people don't really... She doesn't really care that much about it, because if this conspiracy is fake, she would have come out when it first got released and said, no, it's not. But she hasn't, so she's just probably enjoying the extra publicity for free.
Yeah, she's probably finding it funny. It's a bit ridiculous.
She is dead, and it is true.
Well, it's not just her. There's also, Megan Fox apparently is dead and has been replaced by a clone twice. And Paul McCartney also apparently is dead. So it's clearly, you know, people want to believe they're not here anymore.
And also, Katy Perry is apparently the famous murdered child beauty queen, Jean-Benet Ramsey. Apparently, that beauty queen didn't die, and Katy Perry is the grown-up version in disguise.
What?
How do people have so much time? It really confuses
me. I wish I had this much time in my hands.
Oh, there's Miley also apparently died.
Did they have to buy off, like, all her parents and, like, all her friends? Or did they just sort of, like, try and slip in this lookalike without anyone noticing any differences at all? A parent would be able to tell the difference.
Well, because, if someone's committed suicide, the police would know.
Yeah, and also if she's going, like, touring across the world or going to different countries, she'd have to get fingerprint tested. And if she rocks up to US security with a passport that says Avril Lavigne, but on the fingerprint it brings up this Melissa chick, then that'd raise some flags, especially after reportedly she died in 2003.
That's a long time ago.
That was like 2 years after 9/11, so security at airports would have been pretty high. So she wouldn't, her lookalike wouldn't have been able to get through security. But I guess she didn't just tour around the world.
Another great one. Pippa Middleton apparently wore a fake bum to her sister's wedding. Someone obviously was staring too hard and came up with that one.
John F. Kennedy was shot by the CIA. NASA faked the moon landings.
There's loads of CIA killings on here.
The Illuminati.
Marilyn Monroe also apparently killed by the CIA.
Lord is decades older than she pretends to be. Khloe Kardashian isn't actually a Kardashian.
Yeah, that's quite a big one. She even thought she wasn't for a while, to be fair. Like, that she has some grounding in here. She didn't believe that she was, like, Rob Kardashian's kids because her mum had so many affairs.
Oh, yeah. Diana was murdered by the royal family.
That's also a classic one.
Taylor Swift is a satanic cult leader.
To be fair, she is quite weird.
Nicolas Cage is a vampire.
Elvis Presley faked his own death.
Yeah, apparently he's still alive. And so are two other famous people. Oh, Jim Morrison apparently is still alive, and Tupac. So, you know, we might all be wrong, and one day they might just all appear out of nowhere, like,
working on, like, a mega album together, and they just need the time out of the public's eye. I bet that's
maybe they're going to drop this latest album of 2023.
I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, this one about Beyonce never being pregnant, where as she's sitting down, there's this photo of her stomach, like, deflating.
Oh, yeah. They said that she had a surrogate to keep her body in shape.
This photo does seem quite good evidence.